So, Trev, let's talk about the Notre Dame offense, because this is the side of the ball that I'm probably most concerned about, if I'm being honest, because it's the side of the ball where you haven't – I mean, look, you never know when that – I've said that there's going to be a game between now and whenever their season ends where the Notre Dame defense is just not their typical normal brilliant selves. And that happens to everybody. I mean, every team goes through that at some point in time. You know what I mean? And, you know, I think of that Alabama, that 2012 Alabama football team, you know what I mean? And just how brilliant they were that year and how dominant they were that year. And just how they just, you know, blew out Michigan to start the season and blew out Tennessee, blew out a really good Mississippi State team. You know, beat LSU on the road. I mean, they were just a great team. And then they lost at home to Texas A&M in a game where they just could not stop Johnny Manziel. You know, and it was just one of those things where up until that point in time, they had not allowed a single opponent to score more than 17 points, Trev. I mean, and that was against number five LSU on the road. It was the most points you'd given up all year. I mean, you held Mississippi State, I believe. That might have been before him, but I believe that was a – I don't think it was a Dak Prescott team, but you know, I know it was a Dan Mullen team, but I'm actually going to check real quick to see if it was. It was Tyler Russell was the quarterback then, who was a good football player who was there before Dak was their backup on that team. You know, but that was a good football team, and that was a number 11 team in the country. That team was that year, and they beat them 38-7, and then they just kind of had that one week against Johnny Manziel and just. You know, just couldn't stop them. Everybody has it. You know, I think of the Clemson defense in 2016, as good as it was. It just couldn't stop Pitt for whatever reason, just couldn't stop Pitt. And those things happen. So that's going to happen. But there's a level of I expect the defense to kind of play a certain way. The offense is the one that you just don't quite know what you're going to get from week to week. I do believe we have a greater sense of we know what we're going to get from an effort standpoint. There's been a much more consistent level of effort from the offense really in the last 5-6 games. But the execution, the focus has still wavered quite a lot up and down. And we've seen some really good things from this offense. Obviously against Navy, they were clicking. Florida State, and then Virginia – they were clicking a lot of ways, but then it was just like Florida State was just not focused, you know, not locked in. They knew the team sucked. With Virginia, I thought it was more of they were actually kind of locked in and executing well in regards to completions and runs and things like that. But then they would just get behind the sticks because of this dumb penalty and that dumb penalty and things like that. So there was a lack of focus in that regard that hurt them. You can't afford to have the kind of slow start that they've had in recent games. Which leads us right into why key number one is it's as important in this game as it has. It's more important in this game. It's always important. It's always key number one. But it's more important in this game than it has been all season because of the fact that you are playing a team that is going to limit your possessions. And you're talking about you may only get 5-6 possessions in a game against this team. You have to get points early and often to win this game the way that you – to win this game, period. And then, of course, to win it the way you need to be putting 6 on the board every time your offense is going down there before you bring your special teams on and get that number 7, right? I mean, that you have to maximize – this has to be the most efficient scoring game that Notre Dame has had all season, in my opinion. And the closest we've seen to it's Navy. But even then, it was like – you know, they got a few – they started that first drive, but then they had first two drives they scored, and then the third one they missed a field goal. And, that you know, you kind of let Navy back in. But you did get points in your first couple. You need to do something like that again in this game because you can't assume that they're going to put the ball on the ground as much as Navy did in that game. So this it's so, so incredibly important in this game to start fast, Trev.
In a year full of surprises, underdog wins, and the so-called experts getting it wrong, MyBookie is the one book that's got your back. No fluff, no second guessing, just straight up action with you in total control. Think you're going to roll the dice with the other guys? Well, good luck to you. At MyBookie, it's never been about guessing. It's about giving you the edge. So every bet you place comes with confidence and a plan. If you know football and love to win, MyBookie was made for you. If you're new to the game and not sure where to start, Irish Breakdown's got you covered. Step up, use our promo code IRISH, and that'll double your bankroll with a 100% deposit bonus right from the jump. That's more money and more power to make winning plays. If you've been betting with us already, we've got something to share with you too. With MyBookie Plus, the new loyalty rewards program, you can now earn extra cash just for doing what you do. More plays, more wins, more cash in your account, no strings attached. Here's a pro tip to get you rolling. The NFL teams with powerhouse offensive lines are dominating the run game this year, and betting game total unders has been printing money. Stack that with MyBookie's risk-free Thursdays, and you've got endless ways to bet and win all season long. So why wait? Bet anything, anytime, from anywhere with MyBookie, the sportsbook that gives you control and rewards you for every moment of play.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's also going to put the defense in a clear mindset too, because they know who they're going up against. They know they're going up against a quarterback that has 21 rushing touchdowns through eight games. They know the kind of pressure that's on them to perform week in and week out. But to your point, it's impossible to ask that of one side of the football for 16 games, right? If Notre Dame makes it all the way, they're due. You know, like, I don't want to be negative Nancy, but Notre Dame's defense has been amazing this year. And when I mean they're due for a bad game, I don't think Army is going to go and put up 35 points. That's not what I mean. It's just there's a chance that you might not see the typical dominant, like, teams are celebrating when they get past the 50-yard line on Notre Dame's defense, right? Like, it's just all of that encompassing is why a fast start is necessary for Notre Dame's offense, because what I said earlier, I wholeheartedly believe Army is not a team, like, stylistically that can play from behind. You know, so if they're looking down the barrel at a 7-0 start with, you know, 11 minutes left in the first quarter, I mean, that's, you know what I mean? That's more of a daunting task for them, outside of, you know, they get a stop on the first drive, then they're in the driver's seat, they can kind of control the pace of the game. Again, it's all about setting the tone. And if Notre Dame's offense can start fast on Saturday, I think with Army being set up the way that they are and Notre Dame being as rhythm-based of an offense as they are, for me, I'll take it a step further from start fast. It's start fast and then stay fast, right? Because, I mean, Notre Dame has scored on their opening offensive possessions most games in the season. It's what happens after that first drive. In the games that Notre Dame has dominated and blown people out, they're rattling off 21-point quarters, right? In the games where they're not, it's not completely dominating. It, you know, looks a little slow to start. I mean, Notre Dame scored on their opening possession to Northern Illinois.
You've had Wendy's nugs dipped in sauce, but have you had them covered in sauce? Wendy's new saucy nugs takes the crispy and spicy nugs that you love and turn them up to 11. Choose between flavors like buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, or if you're a real heat seeker, try spicy ghost pepper only on Wendy's signature spicy nugs. I dare ya. That's 7 delicious ways to try the nugs you already love. Pick a flavor, grab some extra napkins, and prepare to nug like you've never nugged before. For a whole new way to nug, it's gotta be Wendy's at participating U.S. Wendy's.
Light it. Hey, Irish Breakdown listeners, it's Urban Meyer. This fall, the game changes. Join me, Heisman Trophy winner Mark Ingram, and broadcaster Rob Stone as we bring you a new perspective on football and culture every week. We will be joined by the biggest name in sports and talk about everything inside and outside of the lines. Let us guide you through a new era of college football. Watch Triple Option on YouTube or listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get podcasts.
Yeah. You know, it's just those are going to be the things that I'm looking at.
Yeah.
You have to start fast and stay fast.
Field goal against A&M, touchdown against Northern Illinois, touchdown against Purdue. I don't believe they scored on their first possession against Miami.
Nope.
Scored a touchdown on the first three possessions against Louisville. Mm-hmm. Did not score on your first possession against Stanford. Scored on your first possession against Georgia Tech. No, did not. Did not score until the second quarter against Georgia Tech. Did score early and often against Navy, scored a touchdown in their first possession against Florida State, and scored a first possession on their touchdown, or scored a touchdown on their first possession against Virginia.
Yep.
So let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of their 10 games so far, they've scored in their first drive, and all but one of those was a touchdown. Mm-hmm. The A&M game being the only exception. So, but to your point, they haven't built on it in as many of those games like they did Navy, like they did Louisville, you know, where you're up 21-7 at the end of the first quarter. Mm-hmm. And to the counter to that too, is like, we talked about, like, you know, to protect the defense, if they're not having a rough game and it's taken them a while to get used to the option. The other side of it is, if the defense is playing well early and they're getting you stops, you need to reward them with touchdowns of your 100%. Own to put Navy behind the sticks a little bit. Yes. Because this is not a team that's geared towards coming back if you get up on them multiple scores, because they're just the nature of who they are. So you get a couple touchdown lead in the second half, you know, it may take them a while to get those two touchdowns to tie it, and you got to keep putting it on them. So that's the other part of it, Trev, is it's not only meant to protect your defense. That's one way. But if your defense is playing well, you want to make sure that you're helping to put that team away. Number two, Trevor's, I watched this Army team. This is an incredibly disciplined defensive football team. They are just really smart. They know their keys. They know where to go. You have to try to find ways to get them to be thinking and moving. So my key number two is, this needs to be a very active game for Notre Dame pre-snap. I'd like to see them push the tempo a little bit, but it's not so much about tempo in this game. I think tempo can help you. It's about movement. It's about motions and shifts, and not just like the back motions out. That's part of it, but it's a lot of different things. It's starting with the tight ends into the field, and then you motion them, and then you bring a guy across, or you motion the tight ends over, then you bring a jet, and you're doing these things with some pace, right? Where you're not just lining up motioning and then letting them readjust, but you're moving, you're stacking your receivers, you're doing different things. Getting some jet action going, some orbit action going, some things to kind of mess with the eye discipline of the Army defense, because if they can just sit back and read and react, they're pretty good. It's getting them kind of, and they're going to guess right a lot, or not right, they're going to read it correctly a lot, but you can create enough opportunities to kind of create some big plays, because big plays are going to be a big part of this game, Trevor. And one of the most intriguing aspects of this game, and I'm going to have an article about this later, Notre Dame is the number 8 team in the country when it comes to most rushing yards of 30 yards or more. And Army is number 1. They have not allowed a single run all season of 30 yards or more. And let me see how many they've had of 20. They've only allowed one run all season of 20 yards or more from an opponent. They haven't allowed any of 30 or longer. And when you look at Notre Dame on the season and you look at their offense and kind of where they are offensively, look at their run game, I should say. Notre Dame this season ranks, let me pull it up here real quick. Notre Dame right here. I said they ranked 8th in 30-yard gains. They're 17th in 20-yard gains. They are 7th in 40-yard gains or more. They're 5th in 50-yard gains this year with 5. They are 4th in gains of 40 yards or more, or excuse me, 60 yards or more with 4. And then, of course, they are tied for 4th in plays of more than 70 yards, because they've had 2 70-yard touchdowns this season. And when Notre Dame tends to go for big plays, they usually go for touchdowns. You don't see Notre Dame guys getting caught a lot, at least Darian Price and Jeremiah Love. If they're going beyond 30, they're scoring, because you're just not catching them. And then you contrast that with an Army defense that has given up literally one carry all season that has gone for more than 20 yards or more. One. And that play went for less than 30. It was between 20 and 29. That contrast is huge. And a big part of it is because teams just kind of line up. And they do like just the typical spread motions. You know, you go from 2x2 to 3x1 or 3x1 to 2x2. That doesn't do anything to Army. It doesn't. It's the stuff that you're using fast motions, you're getting into stacks, you're then doing post-snap switches, you're moving your tight end, shifting them over, doing all these type of things to try to create some wrong reads from a team that doesn't make a lot of wrong reads. And then hopefully that can give you that. That can be the difference between a hole that big and a hole that big and a hole this big with Jeremiah Love and Jadarian Price tends to be big plays and touchdowns.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the big key is, and I'm really curious to see how Mike Denbrock is able to spread Army out to try to create some opportunities for him to get his backs in space, because this Army defense is legit against who they've played. But like I said this the other day, some of the responses to our show on Tuesday, Notre Dame should, guys, the show on Tuesday wasn't about Notre Dame. It was about Army, right? This one's about Notre Dame. And I can watch this Army defense and appreciate it and say, gosh, that's coached really well. And still say, like, here's Jeremiah Love and Jadarian Price and Riley Leonard, and here's everyone else that they've faced this season way down here. They have not faced an offense that has backs, one back like this, much less three, four backs like this, and a quarterback who's, I would argue, second or third most dynamic quarterback in all of college football this year. Obviously, you have to have Jalen Milroe up in that conversation at the top. But, you know, you go past that and you're saying the only other quarterbacks that you look at and say are really more dynamic than Riley Leonard are the kid that's on the other sideline of this game. But he's a little different. I wouldn't call him necessarily dynamic as much as I'd say he's just really good and he's a hammer and he's, you know, but I mean, Riley Leonard's in that conversation as being one of the more dynamic, especially the Power Five level. I mean, I watched that kid from New Mexico the other night for the first time. That kid's really fun to watch. That Dampier kid. And, you know, but as far as like at the Power Five level, it's like it's Jalen Milroe, it's Riley Leonard. And then that's the list. You know what I mean? Like those are the dudes at the Power Five at the top, in my opinion, the Power Five level. So this is a dynamic they haven't seen yet. I'm real curious to see what Mike Denbrock's game plan is to get those guys in space. But one thing that can help out a ton, Trev, is a lot of movement pre and post snap that causes, I mean, yeah, you can line up and just say, we're going to go right at them. And that's fine. There needs to be some of that. But at the same time, there's things you can do to get them out of their element that are going to create more of those big play opportunities for your backs. Because Trev, you know what football is. When you've been great at something all year, and I'm talking like 8-9 games into the season, and somebody does something to you that you're like, that hasn't happened to us before. That can mess with you a little bit.
Yeah.
And if Notre Dame can come out and rip off a couple big plays and a couple big runs early in that game, it's going to say to Army, like, hey, fellas, we respect y'all and we appreciate what y'all have done to the AAC this year, but you're playing with the big boys now as far from a football standpoint. You know what I mean? And that's why I think this part of this key to victory is so, so important, Trev.
Yeah, similar to what Army's offense is going to try to do to Notre Dame's defense, Notre Dame's offense has to test the eye discipline of Army's. Very much so. And then when you compound that with Notre Dame's athletic ability being something that Army just has not seen this year. They played some quality opponent. Like North Texas was a good offense. They were averaging 40.6 points per game. North Texas doesn't have the athletes that Notre Dame has on offense. You know, like they have not faced a team this year that has a Riley Leonard at quarterback, a Jeremiah Love in the back.
Yeah. Yeah. Good athletes for that level.
Yeah.
Different animal.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny. A buddy and I talk about this all the time about how there's levels to everything, you know, like, and sometimes you kind of have to look at everything subjectively and about like people's level of competition relative to what they're playing and relative to what Army is playing right now to their level of competition. They are really good. They're a really good football team. They are, which is why we talked about it ad nauseum on Tuesday. Once you get up there and you're playing the Notre Dames of the world, you know what I mean? It's just a different game. It is, which is no knock on Army. If anybody watched the Tuesday show, they know how high Brian and I are on this team, right? They're a good football team, and they are a good football team that Notre Dame should beat by multiple scores if they start fast, if they're very active pre-snap, because that's going to be the best way to get your athletes into space. Use intentional motion. Don't just, not this little zipper motion with Mitchell Evans and be like, Now we've motioned him to the right, so right. We're going to run to the right. Like it's
we
not,
all know it's coming. Yeah, exactly.
Right. Like use very intentional motion. Post-snap switches is going to be huge. Make Army's defense have to make decisions on the fly and not just trust their coaching, which is very good.
Mm-hmm.
But put them in a spot where, okay, we haven't really seen that this much this year, and we don't have the athleticism to kind of make up for the fact that we haven't seen that this year. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what I think Notre Dame is going to have to. We talk big picture about Notre Dame's win and what this statement means. It's just continuing to broaden that gap of how athletic of a football team this actually is. Because to your point, Brian, a couple of shows ago, you're talking about like nobody's talking about how fast Notre Dame is.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's talking on offense and defense. They have an opportunity to go out again this week and do that. And being active pre-snap is going to be huge into that.
Well, the one thing we did talk about on Tuesday was Navy and Army are not as different schematically as people are trying to make them out to be. They're not. Navy does some funky things pre-snap and some, but they're still in the same family of offense, right? And some of the responses, oh, they're so much different than Navy. No, they look different than Navy, but there's a difference between looking different and what your scheme is. And the scheme is it's different, but it's not dramatically different.
No.
One difference that I've noticed from Army and Navy, and this is true defensively, is this is a much more physical group than what Navy has. It's bigger, it's more physical, but they're not as athletic, in my opinion, as the Navy guys. That's a difference to me. And that's something where it's Mike Denbrock needs to, I know he recognizes that, but like he needs to find ways to get Jaden Harrison, Jaden Greathouse, Chris Mitchell, Bo Collins, KK Smith, Mitchell Evans, and then of course the running backs in situations where they can make big plays, not just in the run game, but also the pass game. So that's obviously another big key to this thing for them. The other one, Trev, is they've got to establish a ground game. And I'll talk about the pass game next, but this is a situation where it's not just good on good, it's great on great. And when you stack the matchup, Trev, Notre Dame is the number 11 rushing team in the country, 216.7 yards per game. They rank fourth in the country in yards per attempt at 6.0. They rank sixth in the country in rushing touchdowns at 32. They rank eighth in the country, as I mentioned, in runs of 30 yards or more. And they rank 31st in the country in fewest tackles for loss allowed. And then you look at it. What's interesting is Notre Dame's not that far behind Army in yards per attempt and touchdowns on the season, and they have more big plays than Army does. One fewer big play than Army does. That's actually something that's pretty interesting about Army is they rip off a lot of big plays in the run game too. But the Army defense is third in the country in rushing yards per game, 15th in yards per attempt. They've only allowed 3 rushing touchdowns all season, and they have not allowed a single rush of 30 yards or more all season. And they're 88th in tackles for loss per game. So, like, this is two elite groups statistically, and as far as what they mean to their team going at each other. And there's this thought that, well, you know, Notre Dame's not going to be able to run the ball like this when they play SEC teams. Well, I mean, we've seen them play an SEC team, but the reality is Notre Dame has not really played a defense that has been able to really challenge them in a while when it comes to, like, being really good at running the football. And even recently, when you look at it, Trev, it's like when you look at Notre Dame's kind of rushing numbers here in the last few games, they had 168 I was pulling up Army's numbers. Those numbers aren't right. I know that's not right. But Notre Dame went for a 168 against Georgia Tech, who actually has a pretty good rushing defense. Notre Dame had a couple negatives that kind of drew them back, but 168 is the second best performance they've had all year. In the two games since playing Notre Dame, Georgia Tech held Virginia Tech to 99 yards, and they held Miami to 88 yards rushing. Notre Dame went for 168. The only team to go for more was Amorian Hampton in North Carolina, went for 201. And so obviously, and Notre Dame's 4.3 yards per carry is third best against them all season, and their three rushing touchdowns. Georgia Tech's only given up 8 rushing touchdowns all season. Notre Dame has 3 of them. You know, so outside of Georgia Tech, they haven't played a lot of great rushing defenses, and they've gone for over 200 yards in 4 of their last 5 games. Right? They went for over 200 yards. They went for 229 against Stanford. They went for 265 against Navy. They went for 201 against Florida State. Or excuse me. 201 against Florida State, only on 32 carries. And they went for 234 against Virginia. Now, not a lot of those teams, Trevor, were great in rushing defense.
Sure.
But none of them were really bad outside of Florida State. Like, Virginia was not bad in rushing defense. Stanford was not bad in rushing defense. Their numbers now are a little bit inflated because of the Notre Dame game. You know what I mean? I mean, you look at Virginia, they gave up 194 to Clemson, 234 to Notre Dame, but Notre Dame was over a full yard more yards per carry against Virginia than Clemson was. The next most highest amount of yards they had was 177 to Louisville. And then the next is 147 to Richmond. They've held 2 of their opponents under 100, including Boston College. Held Pitt to 127. North Carolina's really good rushing offense to 135. You know, so like that's a quality run defense. Not a great run defense, but a quality one. And Notre Dame just ran all over them. You know what I mean? And efficient and in big plays. And so it's like, if you're going to be a team that contend for a championship, you've got to be able to find ways to run the ball on Army. You just do. And not get sucked into the whole, you know, like I think a lot of other teams have kind of gotten sucked into the whole, well, you can't run on them, so you're just going to have to figure out ways to beat them through the air. That's fine. Notre Dame does need to have some success through the air, but that's what Army wants you to do. They don't want you to run the football because they do a lot of different stuff coverage-wise to create mistakes and, you know, get your quarterback. They bait their quarterbacks really well. That's why they have so many interceptions, is they really show too high and then just kind of rob that one safety under the middle. So you're thinking you're throwing a backside seam and that guy's coming down and jumping underneath it and, you know, oh, I think I got this overcut because of this. And then all of a sudden that safety's jumping that route. And, you know, but you've got to be able to figure out how to run football. And I'm not saying you come out with a game plan where it's like stubbornly banging your head against the wall and just, you know, running into a brick wall. But you've got to create from a creativity standpoint and an effectiveness standpoint, you've got to be able to come out and run the football. You have to be able to do that. And if you can run the ball on this Army team, then that just says, okay, what we've seen in recent weeks is not an anomaly. This is just who Notre Dame is. I also think if you can run on Army, it creates some other big opportunities, which I'll talk about next. But I really do believe that this is one of those games, Trevor, where the Notre Dame offense needs to take a little bit of pride in saying, you think you're really good at stopping the run, huh? You haven't seen anything like what we got for you. And that, again, doesn't mean you come out 12 personnel and just run inside zone every play. But it means you gotta figure out ways to really gash them in the run game. And if you can create some big plays while doing it, that's gonna do some punishing.
Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Unlike other apps on Prize Picks, it's just you against the numbers. All you do is pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Get in on the daily action with your friends and become part of the Prize Picks community today. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000. I'm a Bears fan, so this one gets me really excited. One Caleb Williams passing yard gets you one win on Prize Picks every week in September. That's right. Only 1 yard gets you an automatic win every football weekend in September. 4 weeks of free W's. Don't miss this deal on Prize Picks because it's gone when September ends. Think Tyreek Hill will get more than 90.5 yards in week 1? Aaron Jones runs for more than 66.5 yards? Cook up hot takes with your friends and win real money this football season when you and your crew run your game on Prize Picks. Prize Picks also has college picks all ready to go for you as well. Get in before game 1 hits and you can predict how many passing yards your favorite college quarterback will hit. For me, I think Riley Leonard's going to go above 2,550.5 yards, so I'm going to take that one. And I'm going to combine it with Quinn Ewers to throw 2,999.5 yards. put those together, and bing, bang, boom, baby, I'm going to be a winner. You just wait and see. I'm coming up on my one-year anniversary of depositing my first $10, and I received an instant $10 bonus. If you have the skills, you can play for a shot at turning your $10 into $1,000. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. That's code IRISH on Prize Picks for a deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, run your game.
Hey, Irish Breakdown listeners, it's Matt Leiner.
I've got a podcast called Throwbacks with actor Jerry Farrar, where we'll be talking all things sports, but also so much more.
We'll give you the behind-the-scenes stories from my days as the quarterback on an iconic college football team to Jerry's days as a star on an iconic TV series.
So subscribe to Throwbacks on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get podcasts.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, agree with everything that you just said. The only other thing that I'm going to add is another thing that establishing the run is going to do for you as well. It's going to give your defense more of a time, a little bit more rest on the sideline. This is going to be a very physical football game, mm-hmm. and you're going up against a team that can literally eat the football. So as much time as Notre Dame's defense can have on the sideline, getting rest. Now, am I going to be upset if in the first quarter Notre Dame rattles off, you know, 17 points because they're just throwing bombs down the field? No, I'm not going to be upset about that at all. But again, it just kind of goes into, we need to see Notre Dame have a balanced offense. We still have to see Notre Dame establish a ground game against a really good rushing defense, to your point. And it's going to make sure that the defense is staying fresh for the majority of the game. So that would be my only other add.
Here's another big reason why I think it's important. When teams, when they have felt that teams were in running situations, or like they were maybe having a little bit of success at running the ball on them at a certain point in time, early in games especially, Army will do a lot more with their coverages to get their safeties down in the box. What has helped their rush defense a lot this year, and I think it was Marcus Freeman or Mike Denbrock talked about it this week. I can't remember who. But part of the success of their rush defense is the fact that they get on teams so big early, and you're going into your third possession of the game, and you're down 21 to nothing because Army started with the ball, and it's your first possession of the third quarter, and it's your third possession of the game. You're down three touchdowns. You don't have time to go on a nine-play drive that takes 5 minutes off the clock and you run the football. That's helped them a little bit. But if you look at a couple of the games where, you know, they early on, they had to respect the opponent's rushing attack, they will do some things to kind of get guys down in the box and stop the run. And I think they will certainly know that they need to do that against Notre Dame, because they do play in a relatively pass-oriented league. If we're being honest, the American Athletic Conference is not necessarily an offense known for, like, high-powered rushing attacks outside of, I mean, you've got Army, Navy, and Tulane. And nobody else is really great at rushing the ball. I mean, there's only three teams in the entire league that average over 5 yards a carry, and that's Tulane, Navy, and Army. And that's because you have those rushing attacks. You know, there's one team that's not an option team that averages over 200 yards rushing. There's two teams that average over 300 yards passing per game. So it's a bit of a finesse league. It's just a different animal than really what Notre Dame does. So I think you're going to see Army do a little bit more of getting their safeties down in the box, especially if Notre Dame can establish the running game early. And what that's going to do, Trevor, is open up some big play opportunities in the play action game. So my fourth key, and I kind of said this jokingly, is make play action great again, right? I mean, that's really what this game is about, is if you can establish the run and they know we can't just play our base defense and stop their run, we've got to get our safeties involved. That's going to open up some downfield big play opportunities in the throwing game. And East Carolina missed a couple huge big play opportunities. Like one early in the game, they ran a post route from the slot and the safety was – no, from the outside, and the safety was just – the corner was just turned around because that field safety came down and the other safety was working off the hash. There was nobody protected, and the quarterback just missed it. And then you had another play later in the game where it was from the slot where they were able to kind of get in a single high look, where the boundary safety rolled and the field safety was locked in coverage in the slot, and he just stuck him on a corner post. Guy bit on it, and he had his hips flipped, and the quarterback just couldn't put it on him. There are some opportunities to hit some big downfield shots if you can establish your throwing game or running game. If you just come out and you're just nonstop throwing, okay, maybe you're not as susceptible. They're not as susceptible to some of those big play opportunities. There are things in the dropback game you can do. I think they play a lot of off coverage outside. I think some of the what they do is they'll play off coverage and then just rally to the football really fast, trying to dare you to throw hitches and slide so they can rally to the ball and drill you. You know, as long as the receivers run proper routes, I do think there's some things they can do comeback-wise, some flood concepts have given them some problems. I mean, there's some things you can do throwing the football, but running the football and getting their safeties down in the box has opened up some opportunities. The thing is, you just don't see it often because they get on teams so big, Trevor, that now they can play quarters and play off and drop eight. I mean, there was a play we were watching the North Texas game, or it was like 14-3. And Army lines up, and there's three guys on the defensive line. This is like the third quarter, and the linebackers are like 5-6 yards off the ball and just dropping at the snap because they knew North Texas was going to try to run football. And that plays into why they're successful in the pass game.
Right, right.
If you can run the football, and if they try to do that against Notre Dame early in the game, it's like, all right, Notre Dame's going to run for 350 yards. I mean, they're just going to run, you know what I mean? They're not going to do that. That's why establishing the run game, you know, getting early, don't let them jump out to a big lead where now you have to throw the ball because then you're playing right into their hands. All these things build, and if you can have early success, if you can run the football effectively, I do think there's some big play opportunities for you to have in the pass game. Off play, I mean, there's some drop back stuff too, but especially play action where you can just say, hey, look, man, if we can have a couple runs early where we're gashing them, I mean, it doesn't have to be like a bunch of 30-yard runs, but 8 yards, 5 yards, 10 yards, 13 yards, 6 yards, 5 yards, 7 yards, just boom, 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 boom. Now all of a sudden they start playing a different kind of quarters, that double robber type of quarters. And all of a sudden your play action out of 12 personnel, Chris Mitchell or KK Smith or Jaden Harrison or Jaden Greathouse is running us, you know, some sort of stick post concept, and you're throwing that sucker over top and he's chasing. You know what I mean? That's something that I want to see in this game. If they can get that going, I think this offense can roll.
Yeah, I love play action being the final key to victory for this offense. I do. Army safeties fly downhill. Their linebackers fly downhill. Like, that's why they're such a physical defense. They're very aggressive. They play very well in the box. They tackle well. They do. And that's why some teams, on top of them just being down big in games and limited possessions, that is another reason why they have struggled to why opponents have struggled to run the ball against Army. So I think play action is going to be great. I mean, one thing that I noticed is Notre Dame ran a lot of pistol on Saturday against Virginia and didn't use a whole lot of play action out of it. Again, I know I talked on Tuesday about how I don't think Mike Denbrock has like a secret playbook for the postseason and one that he's using right now. Right. But I do think that there is a reason why they are running that much out of pistol. And then the following week, they have a team that plays very aggressively downhill. They're getting Riley Leonard to turn his back to the line of scrimmage, hand the ball off. Just feels like something's getting set up. That's all I'm saying. I'll leave that up for interpretation, and you guys can take that as you will. But it feels like there's going to be a couple of play action shots that are going to be taken on Saturday.